Charlie Boyle from Anagri. Hey, Charlie.
Hiya. Great.
Thank you so much for coming in. Now, you've undertaken a massive challenge, I suppose, with your sons. What's it all about? It's a big cycle, isn't it?
Well, it's not a bigger challenge as I thought it could be.
It's not as big?
No.
Okay.
It worked out very good.
Good.
It's an aid of my wife that died on the 1st of December. We've done it for the hospice and oncology, like.
Mm-hmm. And your wife's name was Annie?
Annie.
And from Achill originally, you took her up here, did you?
No, her mother was from Achill.
Her mother was from Achill, yeah. I beg your pardon, okay.
She lived in Annagri, like.
Right, very good. Mm-hmm. And you were obviously very affected by Annie's passing and wanted to...
I did. She was sick with cancer for 8 years, but 4 weeks since she was gone, like, you know, she was thriving 5 weeks before she died, like, and it came kind of, although she was sick, it came fast in the end, like, and it was a shocker, right?
Yeah. And so why did you want to then get involved in fundraising in memory of Annie?
Well, she was in the hospital quite a lot here in oncology and all that, and I haven't the words to say how good they were, like, they were fantastic, like, and the hospice was the same way, so we decided to do something after she's gone, like.
And, you know, there are problems in the health system, but the one thing that we always say and the one thing that people always text in or call in and say is the staff do an absolutely amazing job. And the same goes for the hospice, because it's one of those environments really where, you know, they have to know exactly what they're doing and they do it with so much care and they actually genuinely care. And then that makes what's an impossible time for a family a little bit more bearable.
Oh, it is, like... A week before she died, she was in a fortnight in the hospital that time, and I remember her saying, like, it was like a concert. she enjoyed it that much.
Really? Well, credit to them getting involved. Mm-hmm. Now, you and your sons, five of them indeed.
Five of them.
You have cycled in the past, haven't you? But you hadn't cycled for a while.
I haven't cycled for 52 years.
Right, we're getting to a bit of a hint there that you're an older gentleman.
Yeah, I'm 73 years of age.
Right, now. Well, looking very good, isn't it, indeed? So you hadn't cycled for over 50 years, so why, if you're going to do something to raise money, did you say, right, cycling might be the thing to do?
It all happened one day. Myself and my younger son were driving up the road like he was driving, and we're talking away, and I said, there's one thing I'd love to do. I said, but it's out of my reach. I said, really? He said, what's that? I said, well, I'd like to cycle to Achill. We spent a long time, years and years, going down to Achill. Like,
And this is where Annie's mum was from.
And she had two aunts there, like, and we used to go down to them and stay in this little hotel, like, and we used to go down about four or five times a year, just for a 2 days break, like, kind of thing. So that's how it started off, like, and he didn't even answer me when I said that. And about 2 hours afterwards, he rang me and he said, well, what are you doing about this run to Achill? And I said, well, like, I couldn't cycle to Achill. I said, would you be able to? He said, I cycle a lot. He said, but no, he says, I wouldn't. It'd be a few days. But he said, what about a relay?
Yeah.
And that's how it all started then, like.
And then he split it then between the 6 years, so you all each took a turn, is that how it worked?
Well, there was 11 of us all together.
Oh, so outside the family, other people came
no,
in?
No, no, well. The boys' wives.
Okay, very
and
good.
And myself. It was a relay, but to me a relay was something you travelled so far and you hand
the baton.
Baton to somebody else, but this wasn't like that. We all left Anagri at the same time. Two left cycling. And they went to, I'm not going through the whole lot, but they go to Gibar Bridge, and the second fellow leaves, and he takes two vans with him, himself and his wife, and he drops two vans off. And it goes on then all along. Like, yeah. But it means most of us were all cycling together. Like.
And what was it like for you getting back on the bike after 50 years of?
Well, I didn't know whether I had the nerve to do it.
Yeah.
Or the old bicycle we had with the old rallies, like, and there was no gears, like. And the young fella says, "We will have to go out and have a cycle." He says, "God, I had no bicycle." Like, he says, "Aidan's bicycle's in my garage." So when I got Martin away, I went down and I got the bike and went away to Marigallen to the beach. Like, and I went out for a run, and I thought it was great. Like,
excellent, because you never forget how you had to ride a bike. But 50 years, the technology has changed a little bit, hasn't it? The gears, as you said,
there was no gears
in
our bikes like that time. Like, and but now, like, with gears and everything, like, but I must say it was good.
So you pulled it off. You said it wasn't a bigger challenge. I think organisation probably was the key in it.
Oh yeah, myself and Noel, he lives in Goldrum here. We went down on Easter Tuesday to Achill, and his cousin was at home. And we measured up all since we left my house to Lahinure, from Lahinure to Dunlow, all so forth, all the way down, like, and that was a good help, like.
I would say so. So was it a successful fundraiser for you?
It was. I'm not saying what yet.
No,
like,
okay, yeah.
We've set a target in the beginning, like, and I think we about reached that target.
Brilliant.
Now, like, the local boys now want to do a local run, like, so we're going to do that. We're hoping in the 30th of July. But that's
because this is part of an ongoing effort. There's another few events you're going to do to raise funds for the oncology unit.
The two runs now, two local runs, will be the end of it. There's a run for the likes of myself, like our people that don't cycle much. There's a 7-kilometer run, and then there's a big run that either goes, well, the Mary from Dunlow's on that weekend, so we probably won't go near Dunlow. Like,
but a great excuse to go to Dunlow, but probably not to run.
No. But, like, it was very enjoyable, I must say. I'm just thinking,
you know, it must have been nice for all the family to do something together in Annie's memory, and probably as part of the process as well. You know what I mean? I presume that side of things helped you a bit as well, did it?
Oh, it did. And it kept me very busy, like, because I organised the lot, like, and then the daughter-in-laws would come in and they would tidy it up and type it out and get it out, like. But we spent a lot of time on it, like. The cycling was no problem.
That was
who was going to cycle where? That was easy. But where the vans were dropped off, and we'd done that about 4 or 5 times before we got right.
Have you worked out how many kilometres or miles you did?
I done 216 kilometres, and then it was a lovely day till Mulrani, and it started to rain then. The funny thing about it, everybody wanted to go out in the rain. Everybody dropped their vans and cycled in the rain.
Brilliant.
So we all then went down, cycled into the hotel, like. We just left all the vans and things behind us and cycled in, like, you know. But the problem we had was we were supposed to be there at 5 o'clock and we were there at 2.
Right, what do then?
So there was nobody there to meet us, like.
We don't have any firm details just yet. Now, we're going to link Facebook pages and stuff where information will go up, because I know people want to either get involved or contribute to this. Because, you know, the one thing I've always said about Letterkenny University Hospital, you probably don't even know it's there, or don't notice it, or don't necessarily know what goes inside those walls, or any hospital that, for that matter, until you have to go in there yourself or with a member of your family. And I think very much the same is with the hospice. Then all of a sudden it's like, right, okay, this is real what they do here. And it's really, these staff are unbelievable what they do.
Well, my sister died in the hospice just over a year ago, and then my wife last year, like. So we had a good experience with the hospice now, I must say.
Right, well, fair play to you, to Noel, Brendan, Paul, Aidan and Martin, and all the wives, and onwards and upwards. We're going to link, if people want telephone numbers to get more information, or indeed the Facebook, they can give us a call, 07491 25000, and we can pass that information on. And we'll also link it on our Facebook page. That's the Weekend Edition on Facebook. So, Charlie...
One thing before...
Go ahead,
This run we're doing, like, we'll keep you in touch when it's on.
Please do,
on. But it's open to anybody, all cyclists, wherever they are, to come and join us.
Mm.
And we have quite a lot of, prices that is unbelievable prices. We have three hotels in Dublin with three nights.
Wow.
Bed and breakfast for two and an evening meal. And Donegal Airport has given us a return ticket to Dublin for two as well. And a lot of other hampers and things like that we got. Like, but there's quite a lot of prices. We're hoping to do that on the day of the day of the race.
You're just putting the final plans in place. Mm. And as you said quite rightly, as soon as you know exactly what's happening, it's going to be at the either the end of July or the start of August. You're hoping to organise another cycling and an event for runners and walkers. And as soon as that part is confirmed, we'll make sure everyone knows about it, Charlie. That's but we just wanted to get you on to recognise the fantastic effort. And it's lovely that it's a family thing, the fundraiser, and that you've all made it back in one piece from Ackle.
Well, I must thank everybody that even wanted to go on that run, but we kept it as a family, like, and we're sorry that we refused them.
I think everybody fully understands all, that. And we've got these events coming up in the summer that everyone can get involved in. Well, Charlie Boyle and all the family and extended, and he's obviously very, very, very proud, raising money for the oncology department at Letterkenny University Hospital. And as I said, more events coming up in July and August, and a fundraiser night and great prizes and what have you, and we'll maybe get you on the phone or get you in closer to the time even, Charlie, and talk about that.